95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo again today.
Sluggo! Come home!
Listen, when he goes, when he loves his Disneyland.
Yeah, he's staying at the hotel and then doing the park hopper thing.
Whole thing.
You freak.
Sun comes up, sun goes down. That's him. Always at Disneyland.
Amongst the people.
Yep. It is Friday, and he usually beats on this desk and says,
I'm sorry, I didn't,
it's Friday! It always scares me to death because it's a shock. Nah. But it is Friday. Thank you. And that means that we have our old request fest from 5 to 7.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a weird 2 hours of music that you may not hear on this station or any other station at any point.
The best 2 hours of radio.
That's what we like to call it,
today.
Sure. Yeah. That's 2 hours today during this show.
Yeah.
We also have tickets for you with the Blizzard. It's a KLOS ticket Blizzard. Oh. We have tickets for you for the Eagles.
And Steely Dan.
And we're going to play one of the Eagles' voices this hour.
That's it. Anytime you hear any member of the Eagles saying any words in English, be they in the band, out of the band, living, dead, anybody that talks from the Eagles, then call.
Caller 25, you'll win tickets to see them tomorrow night.
Dude.
Which is pretty cool.
That's such a bitchin' show. I can't wait.
Same.
Can't wait.
We also have You Ruined It for Everybody.
I did.
On the show today.
Okay.
I assume you have at some point.
Yeah.
We have Who's Naked Now?
All right.
And we have One American Dollar coming up next on 95.5 KLOS. Stu is filling in.
Yeah.
And Stu is interested in...
I do need a dollar.
One American Dollar is what he's interested in.
Good, because there's...
We're going to do the top 10 best cartoons of all time. Now, I don't know you well enough to know if you're a cartoon watcher.
I certainly was. It's tough to... It's
when
tough
you were a kid?
Is this thing on?
I don't know.
No, yes.
What's happening?
This is... okay, there we go. Man, cartoons today... I don't even... Do they even make cartoons anymore?
Yeah.
They suck.
There's several of them that are on here that are currently on.
They started sucking bad, like, in the 80s, I think. Like, with Strawberry Shortcake and stuff. Like, here's the thing. I think some parent resource groups that did... Cartoons are too violent.
Yeah.
Those are the best cartoons.
Those are the best cartoons.
Those are the absolute best.
Yeah.
So I got to name.
So this list includes critical hits, award winners, and high-rated shows that have made an impact on the world of animation.
What? Okay.
That's what it includes. It's the top 10 best cartoons of all time.
That you made it sound like Pulitzer Prize-winning books just now.
I did, but it's not. None of these are Pulitzer Prize-winning at all.
The number one best cartoon of all time has got to be Bugs Bunny.
All right, so I have a question, which may give one away.
Oh.
Bugs Bunny is not on here.
What?
But is that Looney Tunes?
Yeah, he was one of the... So they're just going to say Looney Tunes?
Yeah.
That's a cartoon?
That's one
of the answers. Okay, so...
So if you say Bugs Bunny, I guess that's... I mean, I guess that's a yes, right?
Sorry. Give me the ding.
There you go.
Oh.
All right.
Well, then that just takes out Foghorn Leghorn and the Roadrunner and...
Yes.
Well, that's
cheating. It does. They're a lot more generic, it seems like.
Well, then I'm not... Okay. All right, well, then you're going to have to be on your... All right. Although not violent, still great. Scooby-Doo, come on.
Scooby-Doo.
Where are you?
Incorrect.
Come on!
That's not on the list.
This list is bogus. These lists are always bogus.
I think you'll like most of this
except list. Yesterday's list.
Yeah, were you? Of course.
All right. Rocky and Bullwinkle. I don't know.
Rocky who made and that. Bullwinkle. Incorrect.
Very, very wrong. No, no, no. Okay, one of the other unheralded, best, most violent cartoons there ever was.
I mean, that's not the category.
I don't care. This is my category.
All right.
Heckle and Jekyll.
Heckle and Jekyll. All right. Well done. Your category is not mine.
Okay.
My dollar is safe. Dollar right here?
Oh, dude. There's an actual dollar.
It's safe.
Okay, Popeye, McGilla Gorilla, Tom Swift, George of the Jungle, Hecklin.
Keep reading your list.
Super Friends.
All right.
Jeez. I don't know.
All right.
Foghorn, I'm out.
Tell me when you're ready for the top 10.
Let's hear this pathetic top 10.
Number 10, Batman, the animated series.
If you say so.
Number 9, Adventure Time.
What is that?
I don't know.
That's something in like Australia.
Number 8, Regular Show.
the regular show, like with Fiber?
I don't know what that is.
And like, what? How is that a cartoon?
Number seven, Tom and Jerry.
I should have.
Tom and Jerry.
Okay,
that's
my
what
bad.
You got.
My bad. Yep. Absolutely.
Number six, Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Have you seen that? Not my generation.
Okay, it is
maybe
your
it's
generation,
great. Maybe it's great.
Number five, Looney Tunes.
Mm-hmm.
You got that one.
Okay.
Number four, South Park.
Oh my God!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have to.
Number
hand it.
Three, Gravity Falls.
Nope.
Don't know what that is. Number two, The Simpsons. How can you not think Simpsons?
You know, because I don't know, because I went back to it when I was seven and snot-nosed and just
right. But I said a whole time.
I know. Sorry, man.
I didn't say when you were seven.
I went.
And number one, best cartoon of all time is SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob is kind of funny.
It's pretty great.
Wait a second, Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy, not on here.
Now we're thinking, and I'm thinking about adult cartoons.
Right.
What about Fritz the Cat?
Nope.
Oh, come on.
Nope. Sorry, you lose. You get nothing.
Another bogus top 10 list from Kevin and Sluggo.
Stu is filling in for Sluggo.
Hi.
Have you ever been to the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas?
I have always wanted to, and I've never gone. That used to be, they used to do that with the porn show, the porn convention.
They did the same weekend. Yes.
And that's not why.
I ended up in the Porn Awards once.
Did you?
One year,
what
yeah.
What did you get? You won an award?
I didn't win an award.
Not
I just ended
now.
Up sitting at
you,
the table.
Oh, yeah? Who'd you sit with?
I didn't know anyone.
You didn't know anybody?
But there was a woman sitting across from me.
Was he portly with a mustache?
No, he was not. Very hairy? No.
Yeah.
He was not. But at the CES, they sort of show off all the new electronics that are coming out.
Yeah.
It's at the first of the year in Las Vegas.
It's a big deal.
And they came out with a bidet. You know what a bidet is?
I do know what a bidet is. Yeah, it's a drinking fountain.
For those of you who don't know, you go use the restroom.
Yeah.
Then you move over to another toilet thing.
Yeah. And straddle that thing.
And shoots water up your butt.
I think everybody ought to know by now.
Listen, I don't know. I didn't know for the longest time.
Do you know in Japan, bidets are... They're in, like, public restrooms.
Are they really?
Everywhere.
Oh.
At least in Tokyo, I think. Yeah.
Well, this is one of the things that has now been connected to the internet, the bidet.
Connected to the internet?
Yes.
Like
you could say, hey, Google.
Uh-huh. Find me a bidet?
Warm up my bidet.
Oh, that's all right.
The new items include a new shower sprayer, a ventilation fan that helps with humidity after long showers.
Huh.
And the Pure Wash bidet seat with Google and Alexa built in.
Oh.
That's, I don't.
I got to say, I don't really interact with my phone too much when I would be around a bidet.
Right.
Although, I don't know, I can change. Hey, Google, 100%. Okay, Google, 10%. 110,
right.
110.
And by the way, you can change the temperature. You can change the strongness of the stream.
Ooh, I see this has potential for practical jokes, too.
Yes, it does. Hey, Google, full steam ahead. Have you ever tried a bidet?
Nah.
I did one time, and I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew what it was, but I didn't know how it worked.
Yeah.
And I was at a resort in Mexico.
And you found out the hard way.
And I tried it, turned it on, nothing happened, and turned it more on, nothing happened. You can see this app coming.
God.
Turned it all the way up, and then it was like a Yellowstone geyser right through me. Pinned me to the top of the roof.
Woo.
But listen, we don't need to talk to our toilets, do we? Everybody else in the house doesn't need to know when you're going to disrespect the toilet.
I don't think so.
Hey, Alexa, warm up my toilet. What? No.
Yeah.
Just do that quietly and keep it to yourself.
Keep the controls right there where the toilet is.
Right.
I don't know.
You don't
What's wrong with us?
You don't have to yell at your toilet to get ready. I don't need to know your business. We used to have a newsman at the other station.
Yeah.
And
Doc.
I'm not saying any names.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry.
Doc. But about once every, I don't know, month. He would get a newspaper, put it under his arm.
See you, boys.
And start running down the hallway, and this is what he would say.
It's time. Oh, God.
And nobody needed that. I mean, come on. Do we need this?
You know what else we don't need since we're talking about this?
What?
Here at Morello, you know, we've got a common restroom.
Company that owns this station, yes.
to go to the restroom. There's a couple of standers and a couple of stalls. And half the time, 5 out of 10, you go in there and there's someone in the stall.
Yeah.
Dude, that's not the time to watch YouTube videos or do anything on your phone at all.
Agreed. Don't bring your phone in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it can be a half hour before someone comes out.
I don't know. I would be, I just can't fathom it. I would be so embarrassed.
Also, do a lot of your heavy lifting at home, if you know what I'm talking about. You don't need to do that either when you're here.
Oh, man. This has been a public service announcement from 95.5 Daylights.
Stu's in for Sluggo today.
Hello.
There is the tallest roller coaster in the world on the Gold Coast of Australia.
The tallest?
Yes, the tallest. Huh. And it got stuck upside down at the very height of it.
Ooh.
Because a woman who had a scarf, they told her, hey, take your scarf. You know, you have to keep your stuff together.
Your hands and scarves inside the cart at all time.
Her scarf came off and got wrapped around one of the wheels.
Oh, no.
And it stopped at the top of the ride upside down.
Why didn't it just decapitate her and then everybody kept on going?
I don't know. It came completely off of her. I don't know exactly what happened. But the topic that we're going to do today is you ruined it for everybody.
She sure did.
She ruined it for everybody.
Wow.
818-955-KLOS. I had a story in high school when we were doing a science fair project, and we brought matches and a blowtorch. It was something having to do with a volcano.
Yeah.
I think it was like my freshman year.
Oh, okay.
Something having to do with a volcano for my science fair project.
Yeah.
And as we were walking home to our house, we were dropping matches and then they'd light a little bit and we'd step on them. Me and my two brothers.
Dude, you were a freshman?
Yeah.
And this was something. I don't know, it just sounds like, okay, go on.
No, we're dumb. We were dumb.
Yeah.
We were straight dumb. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Look at the match. It goes on fire.
Right. When you drop a match on fire, it lights. So then we would just step on it and walk on and we weren't paying attention. When we got to the street, the stoplight, we turned around and the whole field was on fire.
A prairie fire.
It was completely engulfed in fire.
Wow.
And there was a fire department. Like the head of the fire department was sitting at an intersection and we saw it and turned and ran.
Of course.
With a blowtorch away from the field.
What blowtorch? Oh, this blowtorch? No, officer. No fireman. I was.
So he pulled us over and took us, and we went back to the school.
You're
and
a convicted arsonist.
No, I was a freshman in high school. No.
Should
I
be.
Wish it was.
It should be. Well,
I've set so many fires. Not on purpose. That was not necessarily on purpose, but it was dumb. And they said nobody can use fire.
No more.
For the science fair. Project. Well, you can't use fire anymore.
You should have been using dry ice anyway. Dry ice is super fun to screw around with.
But it's not as fun as
it
fire.
It makes smoke, and you can, like, if you stick it on someone, it burns them.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Anyway, I guess you did that next year.
I can't go back in time, but...
I ruined... I'm not sure if I ruined poker or bunny outfits for the group of guys I was playing poker with. And those guys were Jim Ladd, Paracock, Quat Kelly. It was at Ladd's place, and it was great. And it was right around Halloween.
Right.
And I had places to go after the poker gig.
Party, so, Halloween party stuff?
Yeah, Halloween party weekend. So I said, sure, I'll come play poker, guys. But then, you know, I got to go, yeah, sure, whatever, kid. Come on over. So I did, but I had my bunny suit outfit on, and those guys weren't going on any stupid Halloween, so I was the only guy in any kind of costume.
And you went as a bunny.
I went as a big giant bunny with a big white, you know, exterior and a big pink, you know, belly side, and I didn't play with the head thing on, but I killed.
Oh, you destroyed them?
I destroyed all of
beginner's
those old
luck.
Dudes.
Yeah.
It wasn't beginner's luck. It was.
Oh, you knew what you were doing.
Yeah, I can play some poker.
All right.
And then it was time to go, and so I left with all the money. And the bunny with the money. See you later, guys.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine how angry they must have been.
They were not too pleased.
Yeah.
But, you know.
All right, 818-955-KLOS. You ruined it for everybody. How did that happen? What did you do? 818-955-KLOS.
Just laughing because somebody came running into the room screaming, you guys are off the air! You guys are off the air! And it's because that song starts so quietly that the sensor
our
thing.
Equipment shows that we're off the air when we're not. We're talking about you ruined it for everybody. You have a story like that?
Oh, yeah. This is a while ago at the Rose Parade at the morning of.
Mm-hmm.
We were all drunk. I mean, it was weird partying that night. And walking back to the car, we walked to a parking lot, and someone came up to us and said, hey, how much you park here? We're like, oh, $5, right? So, well, we made about $380 a piece, and there was like four of us.
Wow! Piece, wow!
Yeah, but one of the last guys was an undercover cop.
A cop, yeah.
Son of a
bitch.
Yeah, so we
foiled.
Yeah, we had to give it all back.
I like your style.
At least you didn't get your asses roundly kicked by hundreds of people.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi there. You ruined it for everybody.
My dad was in World War II and had one of those shield lighters that had the outer casing so that it wouldn't blow the flames out.
Okay. Right.
I was a young kid, probably, I'm thinking about 8 or so, maybe 9, who was definitely infatuated with Davy Crockett and things like that. So I stole my dad's lighter and went down and picked up 2 of my friends down the street, and we went to a wood lot, which, you know, a vacant lot that still had trees and everything on it.
Right.
And we went in with hot dogs and started a campfire. needless to say, we didn't count on it being windy.
Sure. See where this is going.
Sure. And
yeah. So we kind of ruined it for the guy that owned that lot because the thing burned to the ground.
Oh, my God. The whole thing.
Wow.
And boy, I couldn't sit down for about a month after that.
So your dad found out. Did you try and hide it from him?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We ran home and, you know, everybody went to their own houses. And it turned out when the fire department showed up, some of their kids snitched us off.
Sons of bitches.
Rat it out.
And all of a sudden, there's a knock on the door. You know?
Like, they don't know about snitches get stitches.
Yeah, well, this was in New York, too, so, you know, that happens a lot there.
All right.
I hope the hot dogs were good.
Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. You ruined it for everybody. All right, we are talking about you ruined it for everybody. You have a story like that?
I was a ski instructor back when I was about 17.
Mm-hmm.
And at a local resort, I won't name it. But afterwards, everybody would like to go to the bar upstairs. And my dad was on ski patrol, so I met him and his buddies up there. And I'm up there having cocktails with everybody, and then my boss walked by and saw me. And he was the only one that knew I was not 21. So the next morning at our meeting, before we went out to give our lessons, we were told that we were no longer allowed to go to the bar.
Mm.
Oh.
Did everybody know it was you?
No, luckily. I don't think they did.
None of the ski instructors were, after that, allowed to go to the, regardless of how old they were?
Right.
Oh,
no more partying. No more partying after hours.
See,
in your ski, you know. Yeah.
I mean, you could say you ruined it for everybody, but you know what? Your boss ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he just needed to fire you specifically.
Exactly.
Fired them.
Thank you for calling.
Good.
KLOS, hello.
There was a park in a residential area, and up at the end of the park, everybody went up there and built a what we called the campsite,
right.
Makeshift structure and everything. And everybody would just go up there all the time and just get hammered. And
love it.
One time, somebody came up and they brought a kerosene lantern.
Oh,
and we were partying. Everybody's hammered. I tripped over the lantern, so it spilled out all this.
Oh, wow!
And it was on fire. By the time we got the fire out, we were all starting to relax a little bit. We heard sirens all over the place.
Oh, no.
Party's over. Everybody bolted everywhere. You know what I mean? It was just like just running down the creek and just going crazy.
Only you can prevent forest drunkards' fires.
Did you get arrested?
No. Nobody got caught.
Right.
But one final note, half of us were on acid.
Oh, excellent. Oh,
awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah. I wondered, because when you said you tripped over the lantern, I immediately thought, oh, you tripped? And over the lantern.
Right. No, he was tripping over the lantern.
Yeah, but exactly. If it wasn't melting before your eyes, maybe you would have been,
would have been better with it.
This was real.
Oh, the real lamp, right?
Sure, of course it was.
Yeah.
I was running down the creek, and a branch hit my nose. And I stopped. And told everybody that was following me, my nose. Let's find my nose. Let's find my nose. But yeah, that's how high we were.
Find my nose.
Find my nose. Thank you for calling.
Great call.
818-955-KLOS. You ruined it for everybody. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got a story for you.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah.
All right. This is Boy Suit from Orange County, a longtime caller, first-time listener.
Thank you.
There's a story that goes around mobile DJs that is a classic. It's a true story, a warning to all mobile DJs. At a wedding, the groom was toasting his late mother, who couldn't make it quite until his wedding day,
right,
in tears. And then the DJ played, "It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to."
Oh, wow.
That seems like the perfect choice.
Yeah.
Yes, thematic. Get it? It's thematic. Get it?
Of course. Kind of gentle, really.
Could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, I'm thinking of a song by Suicidal Tendencies.
Yeah.
Off the first record, "I Saw Your Mommy and Your Mommy's Dead." That would have gotten a reaction.
All right, it's time for the All Request Fest.
What's that mean?
2 hours. What? All requests. Even if we don't normally play it. 818-955-KLOS. You call, you tell us what song will get your weekend started right, and we will play it. Nothing slow.
Yeah. It's Friday. Let's make these good, upbeat,
correct,
kicking ass
type songs. 818-955-KLOS.
Woo!
It is our All Request Fest. What can we play for you?
How about some Zebra? Tell me what you want.
Oh, my God. That's exactly, what a great song.
That's exactly what we're looking for. Who's this?
Some Eyes of March, Vehicle.
Right, okay.
Well, you already nailed
stop,
it.
Yeah, stop while you're ahead.
I'm David.
David, thank you for calling. We'll play it.
Hey, love you guys.
Thank you,
thanks,
man.
David.
Happy New Year.
Ninety-five KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's our All Request Fest. That's Stu making noise in the background.
No, that was Paul Stanley.
That, right,
Paul?
That's what I meant.
See ya.
We will take your calls if you have suggestions to get the weekend kicked off right.
Don't
call with lame, slow songs.
Please.
They need to be up-tempo, they need to be party, and they need to get your weekend started right.
Kick ass!
818-955-KLOS. It is our All Request Fest. What can we play for you?
Hey! Stu was talking about some Suicidal Tendencies earlier. Why don't we play some?
Which song?
How about something mellow, like Institutionalized or Can't Bring Me Down?
Yeah, to soothe the savage beast.
Something soothing from Suicidal Tendencies. I love it.
Excellent.
Thank you for calling.
I had no idea that would happen.
I got a song, man.
Let's hear it.
It'd be good for Friday night. For youngsters and oldsters alike.
Oh, right. That's great. That's both of us.
What do you got?
Sugar, Sugar by the Archies.
Yeah, we're not going to play that. That's not happening.
Less than likely. great try. What the hell?
It makes people want to go to bed.
Right. That's not what we're looking for. That's bad. The exact opposite. No, you hang up on yourself.
Okay, yeah. Click.
I don't know what's going on with that guy.
It's the exact opposite of what we want.
Yes, we're playing requests.
Right.
But we'd like the requests to be good.
Yeah, I'm not ready for bed.
Right.
Are you?
It's Friday afternoon. It's our All Request Fest, 818-955-KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. What are you drinking?
Doing trotch.
Okay.
I mean, that's what you're supposed to do if you play that song, right?
That is correct, yes. KLOS, hello.
Yes. How are you doing tonight?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, I can tell you guys are rocking. Hey, Highway Star is kind of a fast little song by Deep Purple.
It certainly
is. I saw them at the San Bernardino Swing with Fleetwood Mac and Rory Gallagher.
Wow.
About 463 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Dude, the live version from Made in Japan, that's the way to go on that one.
Oh, yeah, Made in Japan, but Highway Star. Any way you want to play it, that's a little fast song, a little bit of rock in there.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, great suggestion.
Stu might like Starsky and Hutch too much.
Stone's coming to SoFi.
Sorry, what?
Stone's coming to SoFi Stadium July 10th. Yeah. Just saying.
July 10th.
Yeah, July 10th.
We're talking about Starsky and Hutch.
We were talking about David Soul. David Soul passed away today. He was 80 years old.
Wow, that's all right then.
And you know what I mean? Pretty good life.
Yeah, you just don't want him to go when they're 60. But
no. I mean, you know, I don't know what he's done lately. But David Soul,
I was a huge Starsky and Hutch.
You know, at the time that looks like the second season, Starsky and Hutch, on top of the ratings. David right. Soul, Michael Glazer, the biggest guys in Hollywood. And then he has that song, Don't Give Up On Us, Baby.
Yeah, I love that.
And we're certainly not going to play that.
No, we're not.
At all. But, you know, so we're going to play the theme song here in a second. But, you know, I just said this a second ago, without Starsky and Hutch
right.
jumping across the hood of that Gran Torino, mm-hmm. and jumping in there, there would be no Dukes of Hazzard. Pioneers of
jumping on the hood
of alternate automobile entry before anybody else. They broke that wall. So God bless you, David Soul, and you know, thanks for all the
yeah.
Woo! And Huggy Bear too.
I mean, Huggy Bear was great.
Hell yeah.
This is a pretty strong theme song.
Hell yeah.
Kevin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Doing well, thank you. It's our old request fest.
All right, cool. So kick this Friday night off for me with Great White, Stick It.
Oh, I love
it. Do it.
Stick It by Great White. We will do it.
Such a great song.
I'm on my way home from work, so I'll be hearing it.
Where are you driving?
Driving to Bellflower.
Are you sitting in traffic, or are you actually moving?
Like 10 miles an hour.
All right.
You going to stop by Fritz's, too? Oh, wait.
That place is gone.
You're going to need a time machine to do that.
Thanks for calling. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Kick it off for me.
KLOS, who's this?
This is Damien.
Damien. Are you interested in having plans tomorrow night?
I'm interested in going to see the Eagles and fly like an eagle.
And fly like an eagle. Excellent.
Doing that. That's a different show.
Congratulations. You won the tickets.
Yeah.
Right on, brothers.
Well done. You get to see Steely Dan and you get to see the Eagles tomorrow night at the Forum.
That sounds like a plan. Really appreciate you guys.
It's all for you, Damien! KLOS, who's this?
This is Belinda.
Belinda! You are caller 25.
Aw, sweet!
Yeah! Stu, tell Belinda what she's won.
Belinda, you have won the very last pair of tickets we have for a Saturday night show. Eagles, Steely Dan, the long goodbye
awesome.
Tour. Yeah.
You can make it tomorrow night, right?
Right?
Yes, definitely.
All right, fantastic.
Belinda. I love that name. I grew up next door to an old girl named Belinda.
Was she hot?
Very.
Congratulations.
Oh, so much.
There you go. Winter is here.
Yep.
So is the KLOS and ticket the blizzard.
Blizzards.
Giving away tickets today for you to see the Eagles tomorrow.
Wow.
At the Forum.
Yeah.
So listen for any Eagles voice dead or alive. As soon as you hear the voice, be caller 25 and you'll win those tickets.
That's awesome.
For tomorrow night.
Oh.